The book was launched at an event sponsored by the United Nations Bookstore on Monday. Mr. Annan shared with an avid audience his take on issues from democracy in Africa to the World Trade Center bombing to the crisis in Syria. He said he's often asked why he wrote the book at this time.
My response has been that I was fortunate enough to be Secretary General at a time when we went through major events, and also as head of peacekeeping from Somalia to Rwanda to Yugoslavia, Srebrenica, and all the dramatic issues. I was around when the Cold War collapsed, and we saw the impact that had on the Security Council and the excitement in this building, where we thought at that time that finally, with the divisions gone, the organization and the council will be able to do what it was set up to do. One result of that was the explosion in peacekeeping.
Reflecting on his teen years, which coincided with the struggle for Ghanaian independence, the former Secretary General remarked that that experience left him with the notion that change was possible.
Even revolutionary change, and one should test and try things. And in fact, I know I'm going to say something that not everybody here will be pleased with. As I went on, I discovered that the greatest impediment to change and reform is the restraint bureaucrats put on themselves. Yes, you may be accused of dreaming, but fine. It always starts with a dream. You have to dream, build your castles in the air, and then begin to give it foundation and pillars. Because without dreams, you are not going to go very far.
Mr. Annan said his experience at the United Nations convinced him that democratic societies have to be built on three pillars: peace and stability, development, and respect for the rule of law and human rights.
You cannot have long-term development and prosperity without security. And you cannot have long-term security without development. And both have to be rooted in rule of law and respect for human rights. If you ignore the last pillar, the rule of law and human rights, you are taking great risks and almost like building on sand.
When leaders fail to lead, the people can make them follow, said Mr. Annan. He gave a few examples.
There are two examples in India. Anna Hazare went on hunger strike. Thousands followed him to the streets, and the government acted on corruption. It took a gang rape of a woman for the government and people to take to the streets, for the government to decide to do something about treatment of women. It took young people taken to the streets in Tunisia and in Egypt for the leaders to understand that there was need for change and reform.
Kofi Annan became the joint special representative of the UN and the Arab League on the Syrian crisis in February 2012. He outlined a six-point plan to bring about peace that, for various reasons, has yet to be implemented. Following his resignation, Lakhdar Brahimi was appointed to the same position, and according to the former envoy, Mr. Brahimi is facing the same frustrations.
Lakhdar Brahimi is having some of the difficulties I had. He doesn't have the help that he needs. There are people who do not believe in mediation, do not believe in the political process. They are repeating what they repeated when I was doing it, that by negotiating, one is given President Assad time. That, to me, is a piece of unmitigated nonsense. Basically saying that don't even attempt, don't give any hope to the people, that let the killing continue. And those who are saying mediation is waste of time have offered no alternative. They are hoping for intervention, which I don't see. I haven't seen any countries lining up to intervene.
Kofi Annan, the seventh United Nations Secretary General, served for two terms and was the first to emerge from the ranks of the UN staff. Said one reviewer of his book, Interventions, A Life in War and Peace, quote, Kofi Annan gives a candid, clear, and thoughtful account of his successes and failures in one of the world's most challenging and thankless jobs. Jerry Adams, United Nations.